All right, I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. It's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. The time now is 3:30, 1 p.m. We're in the Belts Committee Room in Juneau, Alaska. I'd like to welcome Senator, Vice Chair Senator Bjorkman, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Tilton, myself, Chair Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Carrie Tupou from Senate Records and Chloe Miller, the moderator with the Legislative Information Office. We have just one item on today's agenda, and it is a second hearing on Senate Bill 237 regarding data sharing, Social Security, by the Senate State Affairs Committee. First, we'll hear the bill, and if Jenna Calhoun would like to come forward and summarize the bill.
Hello, for the record, Jenna Calhoun, staff to Senator Scott Kawasaki. This bill would allow it, so driver's license information would be shared with the Social Security Administration, enabling it so Alaskans would be able to apply for Social Security cards online and not have to travel to a office in either Juneau, Anchorage, or Fairbanks to verify their documents, nor would they have to mail in their documents to verify their identity.
Thank you very much, Ms. Calhoun. Are there questions about the bill? We do have a late arriving amendment, and I don't know if you want to introduce the amendment, Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your latitude in calling on that amendment. If it's okay with you, I'd like to speak to the proposed amendment without putting it on the table, and maybe it can be taken up by a later committee, if that's okay with the chairman.
Or you could just move the amendment and then remove the amendment.
I can do that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment A.1.
Okay, I will object for purposes of discussion. And just for the record, it's 34-LS1428/A.1. It's dated 3/2/26.
Well, thank you again, Mr. Chairman, for the latitude. This amendment would allow a person to voluntarily opt in to a service known as CLEAR. CLEAR is a voluntary service that one might encounter at airports for additional fast screening. And the amendment reads, for the record, it would insert page 2, line 2, following the word only. It would insert that data would be shared only to confirm the information or verify the identity of an individual who has voluntarily provided the individual's driver's license or identification card to the private entity. Many states already do this, and it's a system that works well for them. This data would only be shared if it's voluntary. We got a legal opinion that clearly says that. But I do apologize for the tardiness of this amendment. Just wanted to chat about this, had some constituents reach out on this issue and its possibility, but I do understand that its late arrival makes it complicated and troubled for today's meeting. So I greatly appreciate the latitude of the chairman to just talk about this concept and what it might do or might not do.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bjorkman, thank you for bringing forward this amendment, but I need clarity. Because right now, unless I heard it wrong, you said it would allow a person to voluntarily apply for CLEAR, and you can do that already. So I'm a little bit confused with this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That's a great question. I don't have the answer to that.
So folks who might not know, CLEAR is a for-profit company that provides basically data access back and forth for people who travel a lot. And you know, of course, there's a CLEAR line, there's a TSA PreCheck line, and people who pay the subscription fee, it's $209 right now per year, and also go through this verification process can go through an expedited line. And I think one of the things that we wanted to, I'll just say, one of the things that I wanted to do on this bill was make it very clear, very defined, and very focused on only allowing in this one transaction between the U.S. Department, the one that does the Social Security number, Social Security Administration, and a particular state, the ability to be able to get a person's Social Security card. And that's only what this bill does. We didn't want to try to bog it down with anything. One amendment that was added before this was drafted or during drafting was to make sure that none of the information would become available to private companies and private entities. And so that was at the request of not a member of this committee. I just wanted to let you guys know I would not support an amendment like this, but I do appreciate the direction from which it came to my right. I mean, from you, Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki.
Would you like to withdraw your amendment?
Yes, sir. I will withdraw Amendment A.1.
Thank you. Amendment A.1 has been withdrawn. Are there any other amendments to come before the committee? Okay, hearing and seeing none, Vice Chair Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 237, Work Draft 34-LS1428, /A as in alpha, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, Senate Bill 237, that is 34-LS1428, /A, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. This does conclude the meeting for today. On Wednesday, that's tomorrow, March 4th, we will have a joint meeting between the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate State Affairs Committee beginning at 1:30 p.m. It will be in Davis, room 106, on the first floor of the state capitol. Again, that's 1:30 p.m., joint hearing with the Senate Judiciary Committee. We will be hearing the dissemination of confidential voter information to the U.S. Department of Justice, we will all fit in that small room somehow. If there's no other business to come before the Senate State Affairs Committee, the meeting is adjourned. Let the record reflect that it is 3:40 p.m.